Hi everyone. In this session, we are covering mistakes that kill startups. We're going to talk about how to have the right number of founders, how to have the right allocation of time and resources. We're going to talk then about idea and the market, how to avoid niche market ideas, how to make sure that you are understanding the market and the competition and the value proposition of what you're building. Then we're going to cover raising capital and how to raise the right amount of money for your startups. And then the last thing will be about communication and execution, about opening the channels with your partners, with your customers, to collectively have a good feedback to move forward with your product. This is Mustafa Al-Zaghbi. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft. This is my Twitter handle, at Mustafa Al-Zaghbi. The agenda for this session will be four main areas. The first will be the startup structure. The second will be about the idea and market. Third will be raising capital. Fourth will be about communication and execution. And then will be a final thought. Startup structure. The first thing that we tell startups and founders to do is to avoid a single founder startup, because it's going to be very hard to manage your growth by having one tech founder or one business founder. You need some more resources to grow the business. The business, it needs people with a skill set that know how to build solutions from a technical background. Also needs someone else from the business side of it, so he can go out and talk to customers and collectively get feedback that can help the product to grow and the startup to succeed. The second thing is fighting between founders is one of the startups thing that basically really hurt the startup and the progress of the startup. And yes, it's a common thing, so please avoid, when you pick the right founders and when you pick the founder, you have to make sure you get along with this founder, you can discuss ideas, you can have a conflict with him, and you know how to even be friends even when you conflict or have a different opinion on a certain execution plan. The third point is that startup doesn't have what it takes to be a successful startup. You have to make sure that the founding team has the skill set from business, from sales, from marketing, from technical. That's why we recommend to have more than one startup, one founder in your startup, because you're going to be very hard to wear many hats. Yes, you have to be successful, but also when you have more than one person, you're going to basically move much faster. Also, one of the things it comes to the startup structure is the poor allocation of resource and money. Some founders, they really go and hire people that they don't need, and therefore it really hurts their budget. Even if they are funded, they don't know that they need to hire three instead of five, and therefore the burn rate for the startup will be really high. Also, with some of the founders, they don't want to get their hands dirty. They just want to, especially the tech founder, they just want to sit behind the computer, code, and build their application or product. They don't want to go and interfere and talk, and discuss their product and collect feedback from their customers. So make sure if you are a technical co-founder and, or any other founder, even if you are a business founder, you have to make sure that you guys collectively between engineering, building, and, customer facing, you guys have it all as a startup unit. In the idea and market, some startups basically they start building a product that just because it's cool. And when you ask them who's going to be your customers or users in mind, they don't have a specific users. That's a big mistake. You have to make sure when you build something, it solves a real problem, that people need a better solution or there's no solution and you are trying to come with an innovative way to fix a solution. Also, it's very important to open channels with your customers, listen to their feedback, and basically take it as a free product advice, a free product roadmap, thoughts about what they think, what really you should product should do, or what's more important for them, and also turn this feedback into a positive and a learning experience for you and your engineering team, so you can build on top of what you are building in your product. One of the things also that basically called startup is a niche market idea. It would be very hard If you are building something for a very a few number of people in a certain time, it would be really hard, you know, to get funding and even to grow this business because you don't have, you know, the enough market size would basically help, you know, or even convince investors to put money to grow your business. Also, one of the topics, you know, that basically differentiate, you know, successful startups from the others is choosing the right platform. Choosing the right platform is very important for your idea because it really helps your technology, scalability, and security all should be lined up together so you don't have difficulties or the consumer or the customer doesn't have difficulties when using your product. And one of the also topics that also hurt some startup is launching too early or too fast, because too early, basically, you just lost your early adopters and users from a full cooked product. So your idea, your feature, they're not tested, they're not working properly. So you lost this trust and the reputation from the early users. Also, the same thing for the too fast, when you release too much and a lot of feature without testing it properly. Last point about the idea and market, which is you have to know your market size and competition. And therefore, when you know your market and the size of the market, you know your value proposition, you know what you are adding on top on the table, that you say, I am different from other solution because I am targeting this segment, this users, and I am away from the competition, or I have a twist, you know, based on an existing solution because I have a better solution because of 1, 2, 3, 4. So having an understanding the market and the value proposition for your product is crucial. So basically you can convince people that I am better because of 1, 2, 3. Raising capital. So one of the things that it's a hot topic when it comes to things that really kill startup is raising capital. Some founders, they don't know what's the right amount they need from venture capitals or angel investors. So you have to make sure that if you need $600,000 or $300,000, you have to make sure that you are raising the enough amount of money that helps you to move or to reach the next step. So make sure that you are not raising too little money, because you want to say, oh, I just want to get the first investor, you know, into the door. So later we're going to have another round, because raising money takes time. It might take 6 months, it might take 8 months, might take a year. So you have to make sure that you are raising enough money and you are not raising too little money. Also, when you raise money, you have to know your numbers. You have to know your burn rate. You have to know how much you need and why you need it. So, and also this helps you to build effectively a very good solid MVP that helps you, you know, adding more features, you know, along the road. So you have to make sure that flexibility is very important when building the solid MVP. The other thing is, on the other hand, okay, let's say you raised good money from the, you know, angel investors or VC, but also you are spending too much. So you have to avoid both of them. You're not raising the right amount of money is important, and also spending wisely is very important. So there's a very golden rule I like, which is don't do it if you can avoid it. So if something you don't need, don't do it. If you just need 3 developers, just hire 3 developers. If you need just 5 resources, hire 5 resources. Don't hire 7 or 8. Also, it's very important to pay people with equity than a salary. That's a very important point. So you can say, yes, you know, I want to, for example, instead of giving you $100,000, I'm going to give you $90,000 with some options or stocks. So whatever your structure or whatever you have decided for your startup, make sure that paying, you know, people with equity is very important, because it just, they feel like they are part of the success of this company. Also, you just need 2 type of people, either people who write code or people who do sales and business development. These are the 2 type of people, either sales or engineering. This is exactly what you need when you start your startup. Also, hiring a lot of people is not cool, because it really slows you down. So when you have, think about if you have an idea and you want to execute something and you have 10 people in the room, it's totally different than if you just have 2-3 people in the room. So that's very important. Also, a lot of people, it doesn't make you faster enough, but it might slow you down. Communication and execution. In this section, we want to cover an important aspect of having a healthy communication and the right execution plan for your startup. So when I work with founders and startups, some of them, they really ignore their partners. So when they get, you know, what they need, they don't even respond to their emails. That's not the right thing. You have to make sure that you have a healthy communication channels and a healthy relationship with your partners, because it really, when you have this kind of relationship, it really helps your startup. When there is any opportunity from your business partner, the business partner will bring it to you because you have a really good relationship with him. The same applies for investors. And also, definitely, you have to draw the line that investors should not run your company. Definitely, you have a very strong, you shouldn't have a strong management team, not the management team who really listen to a lot of outsiders, investors, you know, and partners, and they just do, they pull you in three, four, you know, different directions. So you have to make sure that you have a strategy and vision, and you execute on top, you know, and everyone on the same page in terms of executing our strategy. Also, you have to make sure that you do some, you know, a valid kind of work, validating the idea, working with customer, listen to their feedback, you know, before you know going and start developing a new idea. Also, poor execution also leads to poor product features release. So you have to make sure that when you have a plan, make sure that you align all your efforts when it comes to marketing, go to marketing plan, campaigns, all these other activities around releasing a product has aligned together. So you have a successful launch for a new feature set, so you can attract more customers and users, because you align sales, marketing, and all your efforts together on a plan, and you execute properly to have everything on time. Final thoughts before the end of the session is make sure that you know your numbers at any point of time. You have to know how much you are spending, your burn rate, how many employees, how much you can run a healthy business for how many number of months or years. You have to know that who's doing what. Resource allocation is crucial. Make sure that you have a very good communication channels with customers. What I mean by channels can be any social media channel, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any kind of social media that you build your community around. Make sure that you have a very healthy relationship with your customers. Listen to them, listen to their feedback, turn it into positive you know, features that you can add you know, to the product and make your business grow. The same applies for partners. Value proposition, the market size and the competition is crucial. You have to keep your eyes on, so you can at any point of time, at any point you raise money or talk to a potential customer or partner, you know the value proposition and the competition that you have in the market. Also, when you reach out to VC, make sure that you are raising the right amount of money, you know, and not too much or too low. It's very important. That basically gets you, you know, to the next step. Also, the value proposition, building a solid MVP that's extensible, that you can build on top of it, it's very important. Thank you so much for listening. This is my Twitter handle, Mustafa Al-Zaghbi, and this is definitely my email. Thank you so much.